Shantideva's Bodhicharyavatara is very, very important for Indian and Tibetan Buddhists, especially. It was very important in India. It still is very important among Tibetan Buddhists. It's a greatly revered text. And in the West, too, there are many, many translations of it. I think it must be one of the most frequently translated texts, mostly from Tibetan, but there are some from the Sanskrit as well. We've got some in the bookshop. And this text is very important for us in the order and in the FWBO as well. I said last night that our sevenfold puja, our devotional practice, is taken from this text. And the first study seminar that Sangharakshita, the founder of our order, gave was on the Bodhicharyavatara. The text is obviously a great inspiration to him in his own practice. And, you know, it's affected us very strongly because within our order, within the FWBO, this ideal of the Bodhisattva, someone dedicated to the enlightenment, not just for themselves, but for the benefit of all, is really the spirit of our order. It's the spirit that we really try to live up to and we derive inspiration from. Since 1989, the Bodhicharyavatara has been studied on the men's 4-month men's ordination course at Gukhiloka. So it's studied every year after people become ordained on the intensive ordination course at Gukhiloka. They go through the Bodhicharyavatara, and it's quite an intensive thing to study in the environment of a 4-month retreat. And some people have found it really quite difficult. Indeed, I found it difficult myself because Shantideva pulls no punches. He's extremely direct. He paints things very, very vividly indeed. But whenever I've led study on it, whenever I've gone through it, I've found that I'm dealing with really a manual for someone dedicated to the practice of the Dharma, someone intent on gaining enlightenment for the benefit of all. That's really what it's concerned with. And it's concerned to look at and expose, particularly, our self-centeredness, our self-centered attitudes. That's really what Shantideva is concerned with. He's trying to sort of show all the different ways in which we're selfish and how we can move beyond that. I found as well, whenever I've studied it, that it's very, very much a very good manual for those of us, you know, involved in the order, who want to be part of the order. I mean, I found myself finding that so many examples in explaining a particular passage from Shantideva, I was using examples from my experience of interacting with other people within our movement. I found that especially when looking at the Kshanti Paramita section, the section which is to do with the perfection of patience and forbearance. You need a lot of patience and forbearance if you're going to be part of a spiritual community. Well, if you're just going to live, you need a lot of patience. If you come into any meaningful relationship with people, you need a lot of patience. If you're coming into a profound, meaningful relationship with someone, well, with anyone, and the Sangha is full of anyone's, all types of people, and they're not all your favourite kinds of people, you need a lot of patience. You might even have started to experience that this weekend.